For top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. The weather for today, I don't need to tell you probably that maybe it's cold outside. We've got some snow showers, likely and windy, with a high of 27 today. Tonight, it might get down to 1 degree. High of tomorrow is 14, sunny, but that's the big chill right there. Thursday night, low of 4. Friday looks like partly sunny, then slight chance of snow and a high of 23. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Sun comes back out again on Saturday, high of 35, and start warming up again by Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 44.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning again. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. We are live on Facebook Live today. You can look up the page. It's called Happy to Help or at Happy Hunterdon. And before I introduce our guests, I just want to give a big shout out to Princeton Community Works. We held the, or I didn't hold it, but they held it this past Monday. It's an annual event in Princeton. It's amazing. And if you didn't make it there this year, please go next year. It's a Monday night in January always. It's only $35, 25 different workshops covering everything from building your board to fundraising to encouraging volunteers. It's an amazing conference, and it did not disappoint this year, and I had a great time. So I want to thank Marge Smith, the organizer. This was the 23rd anniversary, and it continues just to get bigger and better. I think there were over 500 nonprofit professionals there this past Monday. All right, now on to our guests. I'm excited to welcome today two lovely ladies from the Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown. We have Nancy Rudgers from the Director of Development. Hello, Nancy. And also Mary Rose with Communications.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Okay, great. I think I'm going to have to have you move to mic 2 because that's not working, I think. Sorry. All right, so I'll start. Basically, we'll start with you, Mary Rose. Tell us about how you came to the Community Soup Kitchen and what your role as in communications is there.
Well, I am the Community Engagement Coordinator, which is a new position. I worked in as a journalist for various publications throughout New Jersey for about 8 years. And I lived in Morristown on and off for 5 years. And I was aware of the Community Soup Kitchen and Outreach Center mainly for their work serving meals and having their free markets. And it wasn't until this job listing became available and I became aware of so many different types of services that the organization offers, including mental health services, housing, and all other different types. And I just really wanted to be involved with an organization that was making a direct positive impact within my community. And so I'm very excited to be here.
Here you are. Yes. That's incredible. And like you just mentioned, the Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown is much more than soup, right? And so, Nancy, you've been there for a decade now.
Absolutely. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, good for you. And, well, why don't you kind of give us a little insight into your background and what you've done with the Soup Kitchen over the 10 years you've been there?
Well, I came from the corporate world back in the day when I was graduate from college, spent 10 to 15 years doing that, stayed at home for a while to raise my children, and then it was time for me to get back out and do something positive, proactive, and for my community. So I basically learned about, I lived in Morristown for 25 years, and I knew that the soup kitchen was there and they were doing great things. So I decided to become part of it. Started out as a volunteer, worked on some fundraising for them on a volunteer basis, and then one thing led to another, and I became so attached to the organization and what they stand for and the things that they did that I asked if I could be part of their team, and they provided me with a job, and I've grown with them over the last 10 years, and I've worked in all the different areas of the soup kitchen, so I'm pretty familiar with all that we've do and all the progress that we've made for the folks that are in need of our help.
Yeah, wasn't that so rare for a person in a nonprofit to wear many hats?
not at all.
I know, right? Yeah, so you've probably done everything from soup to nuts.
I have done everything, and so has everyone else. We have a very small staff. That's one of the big things about that makes us so successful is we do keep our overhead very low. All of our money that we raise through fundraising is geared towards the programs and services that we provide to the guests that come to the soup kitchen. As you mentioned, we are more than just food. I mean, people do come to us because they're in need of nourishment. But once they do get to the soup kitchen, we know that that is just an underlying problem of so many things that they're probably dealing with on a day-to-day basis, and they need help with that. So we have an outreach program that really provides the wraparound services for everything that from, you know, getting people housing, providing them with some kind of employment assistance in finding a job, connecting them with maybe financial or social services that are out there. There are so many things that are available, but many of the guests that come to us can't access them, and they're coming against barriers. Barriers like maybe they have a language issue.
Yep. You offer ESL, correct?
We do. We've kind of modified it a little bit. Now we have it's a bilingual class where our guests are helping teach Spanish to our volunteers.
Oh,
and our volunteers
cool.
Now are helping our guests learn English. So we're offering this program on Friday mornings. We have a huge turnout from both the guests and the volunteers.
I want to join that. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I'm going to join.
It's great. It's great.
It's
and
a
then
really beautiful program.
We find that in the dining room after they take that class in the morning, everyone's kind of, you know, trying to experiment with what they've learned. And the guests feel really great about being able to give back to us because we're doing things for them. And the volunteers are excited because they want to be able to have a connection.
That's incredible. Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to you really quickly about how I got involved with the Morristown Community Soup Kitchen and it was about 10 years ago. And so you can talk more about this, but there every day a different parish or church organization owns a different day of the month. And so our church in Basking Ridge, we had one of the Saturdays, mm-hmm. and I was looking at the bulletin, and I hardly ever read the bulletin, and literally in the center square on the ads, it said, we're looking for a new coordinator for our church to manage the team that goes to the Morristown Community. It basically leapt off the page, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so I checked it out, and I became the liaison or the team coordinator, and now I've moved on to a different soup kitchen, but our church is still very much involved, and so I was so excited that I was able to be part of this incredible organization, because you do so much and you're such a big force.
We are supported by 30 congregations. We're you know, non-denominational, so we have various churches, temples, synagogues, any you know, we're non-denominational, so anyone is welcomed and to help or receive our services. That is just one piece of the support that we receive, because we are self-funded. That's a very key point to our organization, which means that we don't get any kind of government funding. All of the services that we provide, and that we have a number of them we'll probably get into, are all for free. So anyone coming through our doors, no questions asked, can access any kind of help that they need for free. So the thing is, we are self-funded. That means we don't get government funding for what we do. And we do that particularly because we can help a lot more people that way. And as a result, we go out and we ask for fundraising assistance, whether it's through the events that we hold. We have a couple of events a year that are very big financial draws for us. We have the churches and congregations and temples that support us through their services. And we have a Sponsor the Day program, which is where corporations can make a community impact and kind of present themselves both internally to their employees as well as to the community as someone who cares about their neighbors. So that is another fundraising piece of it. And we're finding that the corporations are very thrilled about the opportunity to have a team building program for them to, you know, coordinate with their employees. We provide social media and marketing in return for their support, mm-hmm. which gives them another platform to talk about how philanthropic they are.
Yeah.
We are holding some contests and things like that. We're going to put together a Super Bowl Sunday fundraiser that we're hoping that we can get a little attention and draw some funds in through social media. And so we look for various ways to generate income.
Yeah, I think at our church on Super Bowl Sunday, different volunteers stand out after Mass and collect and for the Super Bowl for the soup kitchen every Sunday or every year.
For
Super Bowl.
Our supporting congregations do a special collection for Super Bowl Sunday, and that is definitely one of the sources of income for us.
Yeah, and the funny thing I remember, I was on a Saturday, so I wasn't affected by Sponsor of the Day as much because it's usually during the work week that the companies do it. But mm-hmm. the other congregations where you would tell them, well, you're not working, your team's not working this month because we have Sponsor of the Day, and they would be so upset, right? Because everyone loves doing the soup kitchen. And so that, you know, they're like, well, you know, sorry. You know, they understand, but they're like, oh, we didn't get to work this month because they bought our day. That's a true testament to how great it is. And then, so my husband's company ended up doing a day one time, and he's like, I'm not telling them that I know you, and I'm like, okay. So sure enough, about halfway through, I get this text, Maurice says hello. It was hilarious. So there's so many great things that you're doing, and let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with the Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning again. We're back, and this is Happy to Help. We are on Facebook Live today. You can watch at Happy Hunterdon or look up the page Happy to Help. And today we are talking with the Community Soup Kitchen and Outreach Center of Morristown. If you want to look up their webpage, the URL is cskmorristown.org. And today we're talking with Nancy Rudgers, who's the Director of Development, and Mary Rose, who is with Communications. And we started talking about, yes, you provide a hot meal every day, you provide breakfast, you provide farmer's market, but their outreach services extend far beyond what the food that you provide. So let's talk about more of those.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, food is the underlying symptom of many of the problems that our guests are facing. Food is very important. It is our foundation, how we started our organization, because people deserve to be nourished with healthy food. It's very easy for our people to feed a family of four or five on unhealthy foods. So one of the premises is a healthy lifestyle. So we have a number of programs that we have, and the Free Farmers Market being one of them, where we rescue and redistribute over 300,000 pounds of food just at our markets three times a week. And that's one of the ways that we can get fresh, nutritious fruits and vegetables to the people that cannot afford to buy it. Because when you're on a fixed income, you're not going to be able to go out and buy the fresh broccoli or carrots or the dairy products, the eggs, the milk. So that's our vehicle to bring it out to them. It's free. We're rescuing it, which means that we're preventing it from going into the landfills. And we have a number of resources that provide us with that type of food. So once they come in for the food, we then get to know them over a meal. We start talking to them. Our outreach program is fabulous. They sit one-on-one with each guest, and they find out what it is that they need help with. Many of our guests are suffering with various kinds of mental illness. They have trauma that they grew up with in their childhood that they're dealing with as an adult. They are just dealing with some mental abuses that might be, you know, battered women or single moms with children. And these are all traumas that people are dealing with and they don't know how to. So we provide a lot of mental health assistance. And what that means is we become almost like their case manager, and we make the necessary connections to the organizations that can help them. And it's not just a phone call or a handing over of a telephone number. We make the phone call. We set up those appointments. We make sure that that person or persons has transportation money to get to their appointments. We follow up with their therapist or their case manager to make sure that whatever it is that they need to do or need to access in terms of medication is done. We follow the process. And many times these folks rely on our staff to be their advocates and to be their like sounding board if they have any questions or concerns about their situation. Mental health is a big, big area that we are growing in. We have mental health people, actually, that come in our dining room every day. And they will sit down and they will open up files and create a case file for these folks. And then we work together with them to move them to the next stage of help that they would need. In addition to mental health, you know, you've got substance abuse. It's a big problem. We help people get into substance abuse programs. As long as they're willing, we're there to help. And again, for free. We offer our housing. Housing is a big issue. Morristown had a huge homeless population for the longest time. And in 2 years, we physically and permanently housed 57 homeless guests.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
Is a phenomenal number, of which 18 was in 2018, and then the rest were in 2017, and a few in 2016.
And so rent isn't cheap in Morristown.
Rent isn't cheap in Morristown. So that brings us to how did we do that, right? So, of course, we first look out the financial assistance programs that are out there that they could be entitled to that they're not accessing. Then we look for affordable housing for them. It may not be in Morristown. It may have some of the areas that we've gone to is Lincoln Park, Bud Lake, but it's a process. I mean, a lot of these homeless folks didn't even have ID. So you had to start with getting them a birth certificate or a Social Security card or some type of ID, then working with landlords to get them housed. A lot of times we had to provide the seed money, actually, for them to get into an apartment for security for utilities or their rent security. None of these folks obviously had any kind of savings.
Right.
So through fundraising programs, the community steps up, and we were actually, over that first 2 summers, received a separate fund of money that we used just to get people into housing. And then we stay in touch with them to make sure that they do not lose their housing. We become their advocate with the landlord. If there's issues with the landlord, we'll intercede and find out how we can fix those problems. It may require us to use some of our volunteer lawyers that are out there to help with avoiding an eviction. So we do collaborate with a lot of partners in the community to help us work our programs like housing. Employment is another program that we're doing. We're trying to get folks that have been out of work reinstated into the workforce with helping them with their resumes, job, helping them prep for their job interview, maybe getting them the clothes that they need to go on the interview. And once they secure a job, if they need a uniform, we will get that for them. And all of this costs funds. And fortunately, we have a very generous community, but our programs are growing. The people that we're helping are growing. And there's always a need. You know, our population has shifted. We were treating and helping a lot of homeless people, but we've kind of solved that problem. There's only about a 15 or 20% homeless population that we're still working with. The rest of that, the people that come to us, are the working poor people. And what we don't realize is that a lot of folks are out there just barely making ends meet, if at all.
Right.
Morris County, Morristown, we're a rich community, but we're also very diverse with a lot of poverty. Some of our families are working two jobs, and they're still below the poverty level.
Yeah, I know.
So our programs are there to help them make ends meet and deal with some of the issues that they're dealing with.
Well, and the key thing you said, as you mentioned, part of it's just navigating the system. I mean, there is help out there, but even something daunting like making a simple phone call or knowing where to begin, because the bureaucracy is just, I mean, there's help out there, but it takes a PhD to navigate this stuff kind of sometimes.
That's right. I mean, right? I know personally I have things that I have to follow up on a personal level with insurance that I always procrastinate on. So, I mean, how do you expect folks that are dealing with trauma or stress to deal with insurance
or
issues?
Or not sleeping because they're working two jobs and trying to just stay afloat, right?
Exactly.
You know, they don't have time to go read a document or search, you know, I mean, so that's amazing. It's kind of like one-stop shopping. You come in there, you feel comfortable, you're made to be comfortable, and let's help you do this, and we know, you know, the steps and the process, and mm-hmm. that's amazing. So let's talk about some of these funding resources. Well, the Share the Bounty's coming up,
yes,
right? So that's in April?
April 11th this year at the Madison Hotel. It's open to the public. It's one of our major fundraisers, and it's really an opportunity to bring our community together. A lot of the volunteers that have donated their time over the years come and enjoy a nice casual evening out. It's buffet style. Obviously, we're looking to raise money, so we have a silent auction and a 50-50. But it also brings everyone in the same room to kind of hear what we've done in the last year and all the great things that we're doing for the year to come.
Right, and that's more of an evening event, but yes. In the fall, your big event is the Hunger Walk, which is incredible because you can bring your whole family to that. I brought the kids. One time, they didn't want to walk. They rollerbladed instead. But it's right in the heart of Morristown, and the coolest thing, if you're still doing, is with the cards, the
yes,
stations.
The
so
stations.
Tell people about that, because that puts you in the heart of what these people are dealing with.
Yes, that's true. So the Hunger Walk is every October. It's always on a Sunday. It's the third Sunday of the month. And it's another way for us to bring awareness to the community about homelessness, poverty, mental illness, substance abuse. And it's an opportunity for the families to do it together. So we do get a lot of families. We get people coming out with their dogs. We get people in strollers. We get rollerbladers. We get everyone. And it's great for the kids to learn about what's going on in their community, because a lot of our children they're just not exposed to it.
Yeah, sheltered.
Sheltered is the right word, correct? And so what we do is we have it's a 3.1-mile walk around Morristown mapped out. And at each we have story stations, so there's five of them. And at each story station, you get a story card which tells a true guest story. And as you go from station to station, you get the next piece of his or her story. And then when you come back to the soup kitchen at the end, it's the finale. And you are basically walking in the shoes of someone who has been in a situation that needed help, came to us, and we were able to help them.
Yeah, I think that's incredible, because you learn about the hardships people face that they're not even on your radar if you've been lucky enough to be privileged and not have food insecurity. And it's incredible that the whole family can do it, and you can get exercise and go outside and volunteer and help, because a lot of times people want to volunteer, but there's an age requirement or this or that, and this is just show up and walk and be part of the community.
Right, right.
So it's an incredible event. And then some of the parishes do, you can build a team, you can do a fundraising team. So even a teenager could do that.
Oh,
I mean,
sure. Teenagers will, you know, they get their friends together. Sometimes we'll get the key clubs at schools or the youth groups at churches, the congregations, and corporations. I mean, we have corporations right. who sponsor the event, of course, but we also have corporations that will build their own team internally and have a group of, you know, 15 or 20 of them come out and just have a fun day. And then after the event, you have soup in the dining room with us. So we provide a light lunch and some beverages. And then we are fortunate enough to have some donors also provide us with goodies so we can give out a goodie bag. Mm-hmm. And that's a way for corporations to obviously promote their products and services, because we'll get things from, you know, Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson and their, you know, their product line. So it's an all-around fun day event, rain or shine.
Right, and the church is beautiful. If you're just going into this, the Redeemer,
sure,
just,
it is a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a beautiful place to be.
We have so
yeah.
many beautiful places in Morristown, right?
I know,
right.
I know. Yeah, well, and then I wanted to highlight, you mentioned one, the other thing that teens can get involved is the Youth Council. And I think, Mary, you were going to talk about a little bit about the Youth Council and what that involves, and then highlight the story of Aiden, who moved you in some way. So
yeah, so the Youth Council is a group of 7th and 8th graders. They meet several times a year, serve lunch, and actually we just had a group come in on Martin Luther King Day. So primarily it's a way for young people in various schools throughout Morristown and the surrounding area to get involved, and there's always just such a great energy with them. They actually also did their Bagging for Charity event at the ShopRite of Greater Morristown, where they bag groceries and collect donations, and actually collected over $400. That's going to go directly to aid guests at
nice.
The soup kitchen. So Aiden is a member of our youth council who, on his own, raised almost $2,000 worth of items and donations. That includes coats and gloves, sleeping bags, hand warmers, food. And he did this using the app Nextdoor. He solicited his neighbors. He used his own birthday money and Christmas money just because he really wanted to give back. And no one prompted him. It was just, it came from himself. And that was just really inspiring and really exciting.
It is an inspiration. That's incredible. I haven't heard of that Nextdoor app, but is it a fundraising app? Or?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's a way that you can communicate with people who are living in your area.
Okay.
About, like, we need sleeping bags. We need some specific item, and people can see what is needed and then bring it to that set location.
And right. Right. And you have a long-standing relationship with Del Barton, right?
Absolutely.
Don't they fill a semi-truck full of food or a trailer or something, right? Do you want to talk
for
about
years,
that?
For years, Del Barton has been wonderful about providing probably about 50% of the canned goods that we use during the course of a year, because we do have to purchase our food. Mm-hmm. So anything perishable or fresh, we will purchase ourselves, but the canned goods can come from the community. And Del Barton does a drive every year where it's a school challenge. They compete against each other classroom to classroom, and they fill a tractor trailer, which is over 500,000 pounds of cans, and they bring it to us in November, and they actually stock our shelves with that. So they pretty much give us a good proportion of the canned goods that we need. And then the rest of the canned goods and things, we rely on food drives from our schools. A lot of schools participate in school drives. Toiletry drives are also key. That's another program that students can get involved in. Corporations frequently will do food and toiletry drives for us. So those kinds of things we use all year round. And people will remember us around the holidays, but they may not remember us the rest of the year. So it's always nice to try to remind people that we feed people 365 days a year. And in the 35 years that we've been open, we have never missed a day. And that's pretty impressive.
That's saying
impressive,
a lot.
Right?
Yep. Yep. That's great.
We are there through all those snowstorms.
I know. I think I worked one of those. Well, that was the thing too, is I everyone was freaked out. It was one Saturday. It was snowing. Everyone was freaked out about coming. So my husband, since a lot of his coworkers work in Morristown, he put out the call and they all showed up, because a lot of them live right downtown there.
Great.
So that was great. Yeah. And, yeah, so the Del Barton, you get the goods and the manpower to move
it,
which is double bonus. Mm-hmm. So that's incredible. Well, let's tell the story about the, wasn't there a guy that owned a restaurant and he facilitated getting all the food from the other restaurants?
Our kitchen program.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a good one for you to pick up. Thank you.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we do purchase all of our food because we are under the Board of Health, but we can accept food from certified kitchens, as we are a certified kitchen as well. So we have a wonderful advisory board member named Alan Weinstein, and he was previously an owner of a catering facility. And when he retired, he wanted to give back as well. So he worked out and started this kitchen-to-kitchen program where we go out every day, and we have caterers and other facilities that have certified kitchens that will actually prepare food for us. So we can get the proteins and the meats and things like that prepared, and then we can serve it at lunch. And that helps keep our costs way down. So we have about 15 companies that we work with. We work with caterers, like I said. We work with local restaurants. A lot of the businesses that have those cafeterias now where they're outsourcing the fresh foods that they're making, we're working with some of those companies as well. So if there's an organization out there that has a certified kitchen and is looking to share and become part, you know, make an impact by providing us with some prepared foods, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and you get stuff from Panera, I think, and Trader Joe's and different things that are coming in, which is great, right?
Our markets, yep. We pick up from Stop and Shop, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Panera's, like you mentioned. And some of those foods that come in, we're using that to give back in our farmers markets.
That's good. And then one of the women that was on my team, she's a nurse at one of the schools in Burnsville, and she would, every February, she does a toiletry drive for the soup kitchen with her students. So if you're a teacher or something, it's a great way to get kids involved, school nurse, anybody can, at your workplace, wherever, right?
There's a lot of opportunities for children off-site because I know their schedules are so crazy with sports and school. We do breakfast bags. A lot of the schools will organize a breakfast bag project where we can take what we do is we ask for things like juice boxes or the milk boxes, some fruit cups, granola bars, healthy snack type fast foods that the kids can take to school for lunch or a break or their snack time. We also give them to our guests. We do provide the kids that get free lunches in school and the summertime rolls around and they're not getting the healthy meals that they would be getting at school. So we've initiated another summer camp program where we're providing free lunches in addition to what we normally do to the St. Peter's camp program. And it's a subsidized camp program. So we know that the families that are bringing their children there because they're going to work are living at or below the poverty level. So we provide about an additional 1,500 meals just for children in the summertime that they would normally get if they were in school.
That's great because, yeah, summertime people don't realize they're not going to school. They're not getting their lunches. Mm-hmm. We've done those bags before with Girl Scouts. It's a great Girl Scout troop thing to do. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about is it a summer camp that you help run or you just provide the food for? Or how does that work?
Some of our staff works there in the summertime, yes. It's not our program. It's the St. Peter's Episcopal Church program. Okay. But we work hand in hand with them by providing them with, like I said, the lunches. But also at the we provide all those students with backpacks filled with school supplies in August so that they can start the school year with all brand new school supplies. So that's enough.
Yeah, and all of these programs and information is on the website, cskmorristown.org. And one of the other things that you do, I think you do a job fair?
The job fair has evolved into our hire program, which is helping individuals reach employment. So we're finding that it's better for us to work one-on-one with the employment program that we've initiated last year, that we are sitting down one-on-one with people. So the job fair has sort of taken a new role.
Okay. Morphed into where it's best needed, right? It can be most helpful.
Most helpful because most of the folks that we're helping with that type of in that area need some pre-education, if you will, pre-employment setup.
Certification
certification, but understanding the process now, it's all online. You know, years ago, you did a resume and you had face to face. Well, that doesn't always work.
Right.
But the problem that we are seeing, which is why we have to do it one on one, is that because everything is online, when you're checking those boxes, some of our guests are going to pop out of the system because they don't fit the profile. So that's one of the things that's important about understanding about the soup kitchen is that we actually fill another gap. We fill a gap with people who don't fit the cookie cutter protocol, if you will, when you're asking for services or you're going for a job. You know, you got to fill out an application, and the minute you hit the wrong question, you bounced out of the system.
Right.
Well, a lot of times, some of those questions can be remedied or rectified that could change the outcome for that individual. So we actually will go and work with the individual, see what's not jiving for them, and say, okay, is there a way to change that answer because that was maybe it was inaccurately inputted in the system. That, you know, not that that happens or anything.
Right. No, I know.
But something the wrong box gets checked and all of a sudden you're out. And yet that could be changed. So we really, we help everyone. And so it requires a one-on-one more so than the job therapy. Yeah. It was more of a broad-based thing.
Right, and maybe there's a language issue, right? A lot of these, you know, if you're not fluent in English, any word can throw you off, and mm-hmm. you don't know what that means. So right. that helps too.
Right,
that's great. What's your biggest push right now with the biggest program you're kind of focusing the most on, or that's emerging? Would you say?
There's really, I would say, two, right? I would say the employment program is one of our big ones because we really think that in order for someone to be back on their feet, they obviously have to have some kind of employment. So we're looking for ways to work with the community to find jobs for our folks.
Okay.
And so that's a big push. And then the whole opportunity of the healthy lifestyle. I mean, we want to get rid of, we're trying to reduce poverty and provide everyone with nutrition through our farmers markets. So we're looking to expand the farmers markets. And that will mean, you know, there's only so much food you can rescue, but that means we'll have to purchase it. So we're going to look for funding to expand the market so that we can get out further to, in the community and maybe have some sort of a pop-up type market.
Yeah.
Because a lot of folks can't necessarily come to the dining room between 1 and 2 if they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not have access to get to us. So if we're going to try to expand a little bit on the perimeters and look for places to just set up closer to the areas where the working poor families are.
Yeah. Do you ever offer any kind of cooking classes or anything? Because a lot of times they're saying people don't, you know, you have these vegetables, sometimes you don't really know what to do with them. I remember in my CSA one time I got kohlrabi and I'd never even seen it. It's a little far out there, but my Eastern European friend's like, oh, give it all to me. So, I mean, do you ever?
what we have done and what we're actually going to do is something like what you're talking about is we always gave out recipes with some of the, in the summertime, we get a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables from personal gardens and from other farmers markets and from orchards. And so a lot of these things were like, what are they?
Yeah.
So we would research that, and we would give out recipes
okay.
to the families so that they had an idea on what to make. But then the other thing we are actually talking about is possibly having cooking classes, and that was one of the things we just talked about last week.
Yeah, I mean, well, I love to cook because I mm-hmm. did the Room to Read cookbook, and I think it is daunting. If you make one simple dish or just learn one simple technique, it really can kind of get you going because with the obesity problem the way it is and packaged food and all that stuff, we need to go back to cooking. But I grew up in the 70s where Jell-O and pudding and, you know, hamburger helper was all the rage. So fortunately I've figured out how to cook.
We are trying to reduce that whole lifestyle of eating because the children now are predisposed. It's just unfortunate to have to say that, but if they're not already in the obesity category, they're predisposed. So getting the healthy foods to them and teaching them the importance of nutrition and teaching them the importance of exercise is one of our goals in 2019, and that is going to be done through the outreach program and our farmers markets.
Yeah, and it's so incredible. Just even people, things you think you know. This one girl wrote on Medium. She wrote about she thought the Luna bars or the, you know, were healthy, and there's sugars in everything. And then this other lady a long time ago, she thought eating a giant bag of potato chips was healthy because it was potatoes. Like, you know, I mean, even it's a misnomer. I mean, you really need education on this stuff.
Just because the bag says 60% less fat.
Yeah. Or it says healthy, healthy,
what
natural,
is it, less fat of what?
Yeah.
Less of what? Right. It's just misrepresented.
Yeah. So can you share with us any other stories that might, maybe one of the stories from the story cards or of people that stand out in your mind of, that, you know, special, you don't have to name their names, but you could, the special guests who you've really seen transformed by the services that you offer.
Well, we have a lot of guest stories that come through and everyone is unique. All of our guest stories are unique, but, one that was not too long ago, and this is something that many of us, we never know if it'll hit us, but there was a family, or there is a family, and the dad had a medical issue that was pretty much undiagnosed for a while. He ended up being hospitalized for 3 months. As a result of that, he lost his job. There was no income. The mom was a stay-at-home mom with her two young elementary school children, and she was struggling. You know, there was a lot of stress in the family, emotional stress, mental stress. She had no income. She didn't know how to pay the bills. She had borrowed some money from her family, but that had run out, and she was reluctant to come to us for help because that made it real if she came to us for help. Finally, she met up with Tara, who's our director of the outreach programs and services, and Tara was able to first provide her with some emotional support to let her know that, you know, I'm here, I'm not judging, tell me, just let me, you know, help you. I'll be just a listener. From there, she got the comfort level that the woman would work with us a little bit, and we were able to, you know, provide her with just transportation money to visit her husband. She couldn't even see her husband in the hospital. We provided them through the free farmers markets food to bring home, so she had food for her kids, and that kind of helped because, you know, the last thing you want your kids to know is you're in a dire situation where you can't afford to live. We got the kids, you know, new school clothes, backpacks with school supplies. We got them their haircuts. So they were ready for school in September in the beginning, and there was no, like, anxiousness going on. So after that, the husband was in there for 3 months. When he did get released, we helped with the rehab situation and getting them set up at home and getting them some financial assistance that they needed. And that woman and that whole family, actually, they just sent a beautiful card to Tara thanking her and her staff for what they did. And, I mean, there are so many stories like that where there's a situation where you just don't know what tomorrow brings in any of our lives. Something, a major car accident, a medical mishap could put many of us on the other side of the dining room table because we may or may not have the savings to be able to carry on. I mean, we're fortunate enough to have some, and yes, that might carry us, but there, most of the folks we're helping, they don't have savings.
Right, and health is wealth.
And
I say
health
that.
Is wealth.
Yep.
And most of our, you know, most of these tragedies are coming from a one-time situation. A family was living in a motel because they had lost their apartment. He was working, and it was a family with kids, but so he could afford the hotel. But, you know, you're talking about a family of four living in one room.
Yeah.
His car broke down.
Ugh.
Now, if he couldn't get to work, he would lose his job, right? Then there'd be this cycle. So he found our services. We gave him some money to fix his car. A donor. We have a donor who likes to help us with situations like that where we can prevent
a downhill spiral.
Yeah. Thank you. And so we got financing for him to repair his car, which then obviously kept them stable. And then the next thing we did after he got back to work is we worked on what other services we could provide them with to get access to financial help to get out of that hotel. And then we found them a place to live.
Yeah. Well, you're changing lives. Seriously, you are. So that's amazing. All right. We're going to take another quick break and then we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. Check us out on Facebook at Happy Hunterdon. And today we're talking to the Community Soup Kitchen and Outreach Center of Morristown. And we're talking with Nancy Regers, who's Director of Development, and Mary Rose Mullen, who's with Communications. So check us out on Facebook. And if you want to look at the website, it's cskmorristown.org. And since our show, Happy to Help, is all about how we can increase our happiness, the secret to happiness is helping others. And so we want to tell you how you can help and be happier by helping the Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown and Outreach Center by volunteering your time, your dollars, your treasure, your talent. So hit us with it. What can people do to get involved?
Well, we do rely on volunteers. We probably have over 3,000 volunteers that help us over the course of a year, and that's because we keep a very lean staff and we need the community help to make this happen. We serve 70,000 meals a year, and that doesn't happen without the community. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, we serve breakfast, we serve lunch, we need help with our free farmers markets, and then there's work activities. I mean, other things have to get done behind the scenes that you may not notice, so we always have volunteers coming in and helping us with that as well. So feel that your talent and time is just as valuable to us. If you have a special talent, like you're bilingual, we are looking for volunteers to continue our bilingual program. The woman that is currently working with us is relocating, so if anyone's out there and is interested in doing that, please feel free to reach out. Also, any other special talents. We have therapy programs. We do music therapy. We do art therapy. We do pet therapy. So if there's, we do Reiki. So if there's any kind of, you know, specialty or that you would like and to share with our guests to help make their day a little brighter, reach out. We'll try to work it out with you. So we do a lot of different things, and we do rely on the volunteers' support.
And there's a whole volunteer section on the website, right? They can go and check out what they can do and how they can get involved. And Mary Rose, what about social media? Is there, if you share, how can they best share what you're posting on Community Soup Kitchen website?
Well, you can follow us on Facebook. Our page is Community Soup Kitchen and Outreach Center. You can also follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at @comsoupkitchen.
Okay, that's okay.
So if you ever come into the soup kitchen and you volunteer and you really enjoy what you're doing, we would very much appreciate it if you share your experience on social media, and not just on social media, but tell your friends, tell your coworkers how impactful this experience was, because we really want to spread the message in any venue that we can.
Right, and volunteering is fun in on its own. You get to know the more people in the community, and if you want to bring your friends along, this it's a perfect way to do that, because you bring some friends together, you work the soup kitchen together, or you work on a committee, or donating something, or fundraising, or whatever. You can invite your friends to come along. It's a mini crowdfunding opportunity, right?
Absolutely.
within your own community. So the thing I've been saying lately is philanthropy is the new community, because people aren't going to church as often. They aren't living, I mean, Morristown, yes, maybe, but if you're disjointed with your job and your commute and your suburbs, you're not interacting with human beings enough. And volunteering is an excellent way to interact with all kinds of people. People that you're serving, and then different ages, if you're working with the teens, or you're working with the elderly, or you're working with the staff, you get to learn so much and interact with so many different people that it really is, we are social creatures. I'm not a geology or whatever, human psychology professor, but we're human to the core, and we need each other for socialization, for living a long life. So this is one way that it's a tremendous community.
It is. And you touched on an important point. You know, we are social people, and our guests are social people. So quite often, if we just walk around with a cup of coffee, we'll just sit and have a conversation with them, and that is so meaningful. And I find it meaningful to me as well. I can't tell you how my life perspective has changed by working at the soup kitchen. It is rewarding for me as a person not only to recognize my good fortune, but I can share so much with some of these guests. I can help them just by being there to talk to them, ask them how their day was. You know, sometimes a hug makes a big difference. Hellos go a long way. Mm-hmm. Smiles are fabulous. So you, as a volunteer, you will not only give back to those folks that are there, you know, for our help, but you'll walk out of there saying, wow, you know, the team that was just in last week, the gentleman that said, there but for the grace of God am I standing
yes.
on this side of the table.
Yep, it's totally true.
And that is something that I just touched my heart when he said that. I know it's been said before, but when you hear it and you're in that environment, you're like, yeah, it could happen to any of us.
Yeah, and it is transformative. And some of them are characters, like the ticket guy.
Yes.
You know, yes. So there's one guy that comes in. He's the ticket guy at the Morristown Theater. He is a crack up.
He's a crack up.
Yeah, and, you know, and so is Betty still working in the kitchen?
Oh, yes.
Betty is a force.
Betty is a force. She has been with us, I don't even know if it's, we're going on 30 years maybe.
Wow.
And
Tara had mentioned that Betty was actually working there and trained her when Tara went, like, as a student to volunteer, like, in middle school or high school.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't even know that. And our executive director's been there 27 years.
Yeah.
And most of our staff, with the exception of maybe four or five, have been there over 10 years. And it's a testament to the organization, the fact that we don't consider this a job. It's really a team effort to make a difference in our community, and everyone can be a part of it.
Yep, I like to say it's fuel for the soul.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And there's a good quote that, let's see if I can get it right. It says, if you give with a truly glad heart for the sole purpose of the good it will do, whatever you give will return to you multiplied. So I keep telling people, you get addicted. If you just set aside 1 hour or one shift or something to go to check it out, you know, no one's going to, you know, you don't have to be afraid that they're going to hook you in, because
yes.
people are just so nice. And then you literally do get addicted, and you're so much happier. I mean, it really is. It's immeasurable, because you can't put it into words or quantify it, other than it just enhances your life in so many ways.
Absolutely. And anyone's welcome to just come in and take a tour.
Right.
If that makes it easier, or we do school tours, we do corporate tours, I do public speaking at different events if they want to learn more about the organization. So there's always ways for us to work together.
Right. And do we have any other stories? Did you say last week you had a particularly energetic group, corporate sponsor of the day, right?
Yeah, we had Fortune Financial, Your Fortune Wealth Financial Group came in. It was a group of about 15 people. It was organized by one employee who actually volunteered on an individual basis and wanted to get his company involved. So there was a really great energy there. In addition to that, it was one of the biggest serving days that we had in the last 2 years. We
wow.
served over 200 guests that day.
Wow.
And it was also a market day. So we had produce and other items coming in from various grocery stores. And we received about 2,000 pounds of produce that day, which we then redistributed to the guests. So it was a bit exciting day. It was a lot of fun, and we're really glad that they were able to come out.
Yeah, shout out to those guys. That's great. And do you see, you said 200 people that day, which was a big day. So do you see it fluctuate quite a bit as in terms, like, is it seasonal or?
There is fluctuation based on the seasons. The winter is, which starts like October through April, is very busy because many of the folks that have day jobs in outdoors doing painting or landscaping, they're unemployed in the winter.
Mm.
It's a season, you know, a lot of our working families are seasonal workers. So you see less in the spring. But what we're seeing is the shift in the folks that we're helping. We're helping more families because they are working. So maybe they'll come in on their lunch hour if they can,
mm-hmm.
but it's more the markets. They are coming to get the food to bring home, and it also gives them an opportunity to sit down as a family and enjoy a family meal rather than bringing their kids to the soup kitchen. They'd rather bring the food home, and we would much prefer that they do that as well. So we're finding that the population, which is primarily Hispanic, Latino, population is coming to our markets. And that's why we're trying to get more markets off-site so that maybe if they're coming home at 6 o'clock from work, that's when they can attend the markets. Mm-hmm. We have some that are in the our markets right now are 1 to 2 at the soup kitchen, and we have a Wednesday market at 4 o'clock. But we think if we can do more markets at like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock at different places, we're going to be able to reach a group of families that we're probably not even touching on right now.
Right. So if you're a foodie, a chef, a cook, or have a garden, you know, you can get involved and share your love of food and fresh food and healthy eating with these folks. I saw an email, somebody sent me this thing about growing tomatoes. It was saying you can spend a month of your life growing enough tomatoes to save $2 at the store. It was just cute. But I mean, because gardening is hard. So
it is hard.
If you're good at gardening and you want to share your bounty with the soup kitchen, you know, go for it. I know everyone's got millions of cucumbers, and you know, you always have more cucumbers than you need with people that grow, and squash and different things.
Absolutely.
So, well, and so speaking of share the bounty, so kind of if people want to attend, I mean, that's a great place to talk to the executive director, the staff, and see some of the people that have been involved forever. It'd be a good intro to
Absolutely.
What you do. So give us the scoop on that again.
So it's April 11th. It will be at the Madison Hotel, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's a buffet cocktail hour, open bar from 6 to 8. We usually get around 300 people, but it's an opportunity, like we had mentioned, to learn about us. We can give you, we walk around, the whole staff is there. So, I mean, we have a silent auction, we have a 50-50, we do a nice video presentation, a couple of speeches, we offer a Caritas Award and a community service award to the top organization, as well as the individual who has made a great impact on us in the previous year. And it's very low. It's you know, the ticket price is only $60. It's not that expensive.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's great.
But it's a fun night, and it's an open bar from 6 to 8, which most people enjoy, and they come mm-hmm. with their friends, and it's a casual night out. And there's no real pressure. It's just really if you want to recognize some of the things that we do.
And learn more. Yeah.
And learn more.
Yeah. So, all right. So, check it out. The Community Soup Kitchen of Morristown and Outreach Center. Check them out online, social media. And thank you so much. It was fun.
Thank you for having us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
17 members of Congress, some from the U.S. House and some from the U.S. Senate, comprising the Congressional Conference Committee, are sitting down for their first meeting today to try to find a way to fund the federal government while coming up with border security funding that meets the president's requirements. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, says,
"This is an opportunity to solve this problem, to listen to what the experts had said, where the Speaker Pelosi would not listen to the experts,
right,
and let's solve this problem, make sure we're safe and secure."
The president tweets this morning, if they're not discussing a wall or physical barrier, then, quote, they're wasting their time. Tens of millions of Americans will face dangerously cold weather for the next couple of days. More than 30 states are under snow and cold weather alerts, and in 10 states, the Postal Service won't deliver mail today because of the cold. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, And it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A jobs report out today from ADP and Moody's Analytics. It shows companies adding 213,000 new jobs this month, and that easily beat estimates from analysts of 178,000 new jobs. The services sector benefiting the most, with 145,000 new jobs created. Similar to a bill recently signed into law in New York, Democrats in Virginia are pushing one in that state that would legalize abortion right up to birth. The Repeal Act would allow abortion even at the very end of pregnancy when a woman was going into labor. The bill is similar to that New York measure that Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed. The current Virginia law says abortions in the third trimester require a woman's physician and two consulting independent doctors to sign off before the procedure can take place. A Chinese delegation's arrived in Washington for another round of trade talks, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically.